and you're listening to the Texas Standard. Recently, multiple school districts across North and Northeast Texas were notified by the Texas Department of Agriculture that their students may have been exposed to a data breach. This warning estimates that personal information of some 700 students across 39 districts could have been leaked when an employee's state-issued laptop was found to have suffered a ransomware attack. The department, which runs the school breakfast and lunch program, says right now there's no indication that any data has actually been used fraudulently, but even as of late last week, days after the original notification went out, schools are still looking for answers. It's not the first hack to hit Texas schools this year, and as these sorts of attacks have become more common, it's almost certainly not going to be the last. Here to tell us more, Doug Levin. He is the founder of EdTech Strategies, a consulting group that focuses on technology and education. Doug, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
When we talk about these data breaches, what sort of data are we really talking about, and how are hackers accessing it?
We are talking about a whole variety of information about students, about families, about teachers and other school employees. This is information that criminals use to open fake identities of and compromise the identities of those involved in schools. And they use that information as well to steal public resources.
Maybe it's just me, but it seems like reports on school hacking seem to be rising. Is there any reason that K through 12 schools might be a particularly attractive target?
They are becoming more common because schools are more connected than they ever have been before. There's more technology. So if you're connected, you are at risk.
Now, the districts that have been in touch with the Texas Department of Agriculture say they've received very little info about this incident, aside from the initial notification, of course. And I'm wondering why there are so many unknowns after these breaches.
There's a couple of issues that are related to that question. One is what people are required to disclose, and that is different from place to place. And as you might imagine, when there has been a cybersecurity incident, folks tend not to want to be as forthcoming and forthright about how bad it was. But secondarily, it can be a little bit tricky if you're not a technical expert to really understand the scope of what happened and to understand what might have been stolen or what might be done with that information.
So if you're a public school system, you got limited resources already. What are your options? What can you do?
Well, look, if companies like Sony or Apple or Intel or Uber are having difficulty in always maintaining control of their data, I think it's going to be very difficult for schools to be able to do that. I mean, I think the good news, though, is that there's probably plenty of sort of common sense steps that schools can take to dramatically reduce the risk of their collecting and managing data about their students, about families, and about the educators that work for them.
Well, what about those common sense steps? Give us a few.
Well, so I think one of the most important things to do for schools is to make sure that their technology is up to date. The software running on it is patched. I think secondarily, I think schools and educators and students need to keep a better handle of their passwords. And then finally, I think training. And I think we all need to be just a little bit more skeptical about those emails and websites with offers that sort of feel too good to be true or maybe seem a little bit off. And I think just a little bit of user training on how to be skeptical of those and we might be a little less gullible and that would lead to a great reduction in incidents we've seen.
Doug Levin is the founder of EdTech Strategies, which is a consulting group focusing on education. He's based outside of Washington, D.C. Doug, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.